divine call of light, the novel morning bright, the divine insight, the eternal countdown begins, the brave heart wins.
A frog jumps in. Sound of water. This is the shortest poem. Only 3 lines. And each line has got 2 or 3 words. In Japan, such short poetries are called haiku. But they are very deep. This short poem by Masaccio Basho, written in 17th century, is considered to be the most beautiful works of this haiku master. What is the haiku? Old pond. A frog jumps in. Sound of water. That's it. The pond represents the vast stillness. The frog indicates activity. Sound of water is the result. It suggests interconnectedness of the vast universe. Every single event leads to the battery of events. The universe is the ocean of vibrations. Every single thought thrown creates ripples. Everything is connected. Every soul is connected to another soul. Old pond. A frog jumps in. Sound of water. There's beauty in the words. There are no additions. There is no imagination. There is no visualization. There is no judging. There is no interpretation. There is no naming. There is no defending. There is no criticism. There is no sudden thrill of happiness or sudden wave of unhappiness. So when you start seeing things as they are, without stories, reality appears. Reality gets shrouded by our interpretation, by our goals, our aims. So sometimes just sit and see things as they are. No goal, no desire, no expectation for happiness. Not using it as technique to achieve something. One of the greatest reasons for diseases, illness, is not lifestyle, is not diet, is not genetic, but the state of chronic stress. Persistent state of stress lead to so many diseases. This stress rises because there is inner resistance. A man opened his mobile and saw in the app the weather is sunny. Then he looked outside. He saw there are clouds in the sky. But the app is saying weather is sunny. He said the clouds might be wrong. But after some time, it started raining. He again saw the app. It is still showing the weather is sunny. He felt, oh, the rains are wrong. But it rained even heavily. He went to the next door neighbor, the old man, and told him, see, my app is showing the weather is sunny and it is raining. The old man said, but it is raining. The man said, what about the app? The old man said, see, it's rains. The man said, but the app. The old man said. Do you want to stay dry? Or defend yourself? The man took the umbrella and left. That's the end of the story. Reality appears when resistance is dropped. So today's sutra is about seeing what is without prejudice, without belief system, without interpretation, without labeling, without criticism, without resistance, without defense, without feeling joy or unhappiness. Tatast, as they are. So we'll take about 7 things in this. One of the best exercises is to watch the breath. But before doing that, I will ask you to write 3 lines. Whatever you are seeing around, just write a 3-line poetry. Haiku. Every line should have 1 or 2 words. Only 1 or 2 or 3 words. Take out your diary and write down anything that you are seeing around. Simple reality. Don't add your opinion or feelings. Just the reality. It could be anything but real. For example, Madhavan, cold weather, beautiful. That's it. Life is dewdrop. But. That's another haiku. So, the first thing to watch is breath. Just sit alert, close the eyes and watch the breath. Don't try to improvise. Don't try to improve, correct, manipulate, control. Just watch. No labeling, no interpretation, no resistance, no changing as it is. Breath in, breath out. Target to do this at least for 1 minute. Then the next is sensation. Don't say I have, I am feeling. Just say heat, cold, itching, trembling. No interpretation. Pleasant, unpleasant, nothing. Just watch. From top till bottom, from the head to the tip of the toes. Again, close the eyes. Scan the entire body. Face, eyes, nose, neck, shoulders, right shoulder, right arm, elbow, wrist, fingers. Tell the mind to go to different parts of the body and it will obey. Left shoulder, left elbow, arm, forearm, wrist, and palm, chest, right chest, left chest, abdomen, back, waist, both legs, right thighs, knees, calf, ankle, feet, toes. Just watch. Left leg. Just see what is happening there. There is something pleasant, unpleasant. Just watch. Then the third is thoughts and emotions. Sometimes just sit and watch the thoughts. Don't try to control them. Don't try to manipulate them. Don't imagine. Don't visualize. Nothing. Just watch. They come, they go. See the flow. There is an anger, watch the anger. There is a hunger, watch the hunger. There is sensual desire, watch the desire. Learn the art of watching directly, without stories. So close the eyes and watch the thoughts and watch the emotions. Don't try to control it at all. Let it drift anywhere it wants. Then the next is life events. Whatever that has happened in life, in my life, so many events, so many people came and left. Sometimes some accident, sometimes some illness, sometimes some deception, sometimes moment of joy, of glory, of happiness, of name and frame, and criticism. Everything. I watch the movie of my own life as an audience. And watch. Watching will dissolve the clingings. Watching will make the fears disappear. Watching will lessen the grip of horror. Then the next is souls. All the souls who are around you, just watch them as beings, not as fixed roles. Watch souls as beings, not fixed roles. There is some record in them. And the toys are moving around as per the record. I don't want to control anyone. I don't want to stop anyone. I don't want to go and correct anyone. I don't want to change anyone. I just watch as they are. I don't resist. I don't judge. Just watch. Souls. And then world drama. Watch the entire drama, what's happening on this world drama. What's happening on the political field, in the religious field, in the world of science. What's happening in spiritual life. What's happening around justice, injustice, court, laws, social media, everything. I am a detached observer, a mute spectator. And the last, watch God, his role, his incarnation, his birth, happenings, what he did, how he did, everything about him. So before you begin morning meditation, Amrit Vela, begin with watching the breath, watching the sensation, watching the thoughts, watching the life events, watching souls, watching world drama, watching God. After this, then start. I am soul. By the time you finish this, you are already bodiless. By the time you finish this, your focus has become razor sharp. And then you can deeply connect. So I will call this as a step number one, all of this. Step number two is to move away from this body and world and enter the subtle world. Step number three, enter divine abode, supreme abode, and fill yourself with knowledge, with purity, with wisdom, with anything you want. You want to learn any language? God is the ocean of language. Sit. And the rhythm will flow, the words would flow, the accent will flow, the pronunciation will flow. Is the ocean of dictionary. You want to learn any skill? God is the ocean of all the professions of this world. He's electrician, he's businessman, you name it, and he's doctor. He's engineer, YouTuber. He is everything. Just sit and the vibrations will flow. You learn everything from him. He is the master. He's master of every profession. Is the master of every occupation. He is the master of every skill. He is dexterous, adept in all the skills of this world. So take guidance from him. He is the ocean of guidance. Then come down. Step number four. Rejoice. And enter into the golden age and see your form. Then come down further. Watch your entire Brahmin life as a detached observer. And then move around as an angel. Go to different places. Astral travel. Whichever place you want. Meet souls, talk with them, send them vibes, touch them. Awaken their spiritual potential, life, potential, powers. Souls are not wrong. They are just sleeping. And we are not here to correct them. We just tell them to wake up. seeing what is. Just see things as they are. Go to nature, take your book and write down what you see. A tree, rain, drops, clouds moving. Old pond, a frog jumps in, sound of water. The disciples said, I want the truth. The masters said, yes. Just don't edit it. Unedited versions as they are. It is the resistance which is within us that has led to all the melodies, all the disturbances. Drop the resistance and things will appear as they are. Om Shanti.
The time is right, the divine call of light, the novel morning bright, the divine insight, the eternal countdown begins, the brave heart wins. Shivam Sundaram.